You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
11 minutes after 9 Central African time, you are tuning in listening to the discussion with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem Tamad Barakat, to whom all the way from Lady Smith. Yes, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Merkaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar and Sirius FM. I see this evening everyone is tuning in and listening. Somebody actually sent me a message, says, Morana, when is the Hajj broadcast? Somebody sent a message, Morana, are you guys doing the Hajj broadcast? No. Ustad will explain to you people, when is the Hajj? When are the days of the Hajj? I think it's the 9th of August, the 10th and the 11th. Of course, inshallah, our Eidun Sa'idun Bakri Eid will be here in South Africa, the 12th of August, which will be on a Monday. So maybe Ustad can just guide that listener that said, Morana, are you guys doing the Hajj broadcast? But anyway, our topic now is, what is an ideal marriage? What do you understand from the word ideal? Somebody sent me a message, says, there is no such thing as an ideal marriage. Somebody says also, yeah, I think marriage, my marriage is only thorns. But anyway, as we go along, my beloved, beautiful listeners, we will be posing your questions. Just bear with us. Ustad, let's go back to Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem. Ustad, are you there with us? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mahana, jazakumullahu khair. The brothers are very concerned about the Hajj program. I think, Mahana, there is going to be a complete broadcast.
Indeed.
In the days of Hajj, I think.
Jewstad.
On the first of Zil Hajj. So, inshallah, we will try our level best to take you step by step, inshallah, wa aziz, as what this beautiful journey of Hajj is all about. It's a journey of love. It's a journey of sacrifice. It's a journey of simplicity. And the greatest thing is to be the guest of Allah. There can be no greater respect and dignity for anybody than to be the guest of Allah Ta'ala. And for you to use and repeat the beautiful words, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk, La Sharika Laka. So inshallah, dear listeners, inshallah, we will do our duty and we'll do justice. You make dua for us and inshallah, Mawlana will keep you informed accordingly. Shukran.
Inshallah, inshallah. Ustad, the question that lady posed about dreaming of our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa, Janab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mawlana, it's a reality that many highest servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, men and women, in our community, in our society, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam in their dreams. For them, it's a great mubarakbad. Allah Ta'ala accepts. It's a great opportunity. It's a great rahmah. Indeed, it's such a big and such a great ni'mat that you cannot thank Allah Ta'ala enough for that. So yes, you can. And it always have been proven. There are lots of people who have seen the prophets, young and old, Mawlana. It's not only elderly and senior and pious. There are some young people, very pious in their ways and habits. They also have seen Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their dream. And if somebody has seen Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his or her dream, it is a reality. It is the truth. We must not doubt that person. Yes, whatever you have seen, it's something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is either guiding you or is trying to rectify or to convey a message to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's just not an easy task. You have to be muttabi' sunnah. You need to be muttabi' sharia. You need to be reciting a lot of durood and salam on Rasulullah. You have to be eating halal rizq. You have to be earning halal rizq. Your clothing, your sleeping, your eating, your drinking, your behavior, your attitude, your kindness, your politeness, your generosity, and name it, Mawlana, you need to be a comprehensive, alhamdulillah, quality. And then Allah Ta'ala makes it a reality for you in your dream to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, shaitan can never, ever, ever take the shape or in any form come near Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This Allah has protected the Zat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sifat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So may Allah Ta'ala, as I said to you, it's a very touching topic. It requires a lot of deliberation, inshallah, al-Adiz. But for the information purpose for the sister, yes, it is a possibility, and many people have seen the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their dream. And inshallah, Allah will definitely grant us the midar of Rasulullah and himself on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala grant this ni'mah to one and all of us.
Ustaz, ideal marriage, what do you understand? What do I understand?
Simple, the word is simple. Apni shadi ko sadi bana do.
Subhanallah.
Simple. As the one brother said, there's no such word or there's no such thing as that. Jazakallah for that comment or compliment, if you want to call it. It's a simple thing. If you want a prosperous and a barakat nikah, apni shadi ko sadi bana do. Make your marriages simple. Shadi has got sheen on it. Munana has got three dots on
G,
it.
G.
Sheen. And Sadi, Sada means in Urdu, simple. The day you make your marriage simple, in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to support that beautiful statement, Inna A'zaman Nikah, the most prosperous Nikah, and marriage, A'aysaruhu Ma'muna, is in which the least expenses are incurred. So it's time for us to look into our gariban, as we say, do some soul searching, some introspection. Are we doing our nikahs in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So what is an ideal nikah? Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his own actions, with his marriages to his wives and the marriages of his daughters, has shown to the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah, okay, what is simplicity? What is barakah? How we should, as the Muslim Ummah, conduct our marriages. As Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are four sunnat of the Anbiya, every prophet of Allah. So a lot of people argue the point, but Mawlana, there's so much of duk, so much of problems in society. I don't want to get married. I just dealt with another sister. She said, I don't want children. I don't want to get married. There's too much of difficulties and hardships and challenges. It's sad, Mawlana, because we lack deen. We don't understand what Allah wants from us. Imagine emulating the prophets of Allah, the beautiful prophets of Allah, the beautiful qualities of Allah, four things. Al-hayau. When you married, Mawlana, you've got modesty in you. You've got sharam and haya in you. You become disciplined. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, guarantee me that you look after two pieces of flesh.
Yes.
Flesh between your lips, which is your tongue. Gee, Mawlana, insan has got a small piece of flesh in his mouth. And Allah Pak has given him 32 burglar guards to look after this tongue, this whole set of teeth that Allah has given us. Some one wise person said, yeah, 32 teeth to guard this tongue. To farmaya ki jirmuhu saghir. This tongue is a small piece of flesh, Mawlana. But jirmuhu azim. But what havoc this tongue caused. You cannot complain. So four things are the sunnat of the Anbiya's. One is haya. Al-hayau hasanun. Modesty is good. Walil mar'ati ahsan. But for a woman, it is even greater. That Allah has kept this beautiful quality of modesty. They look after their body. They look after their izzat. They look after every aspect of their life. That the day they get married, they want to be this pure virgin going to a husband to start a new life. It's a great honor, Mulana. Haya, Allah has kept this beautiful quality in every prophet, and Allah has kept it and asked us that al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman, that modesty is part and parcel of your faith. Number two, what ta'attur, perfume. It's a sunnah of the prophet. Likewise, for mankind, for the ummah, it's also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third thing is a siwak, using the miswak. This is sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the ambiyas. This sunnah of Rasulullah we have also forgotten. We got all types of toothbrushes, automatic also, Manana, electronic ones, such advanced ones. Allahu Azim, none of that of any benefit to you. What the miswak can clean between your teeth and bring brightness onto your teeth. Your gums can be strengthened. And the greatest thing, it strengthens your iman. And even greater than that, Allah will give you tawfiq. And if you use the miswak, 70 sicknesses to Allah Ta'ala will protect you. And the greatest gift of using, get into the habit, respected brothers and sisters, go tomorrow and get a miswak. And those of us who have a miswak, inshallah, continue for every namaz. Rasulullah would continuously use the siwak. It cleanses the mouth. Oral hygiene is one of the key factors in a relationship, Mulana. You cannot kiss somebody who has a foul breath, who doesn't take pride in their oral hygiene. And there's no better oral hygiene than using the miswak. And as I said, the greatest gift that Allah can give to you is that you will die with shahada on the day of your death. Allah will give you tawfiq to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So four things, Mulana, is the sunnat of the anbiya, and alhamdulillah for the ummah of Rasulullah also. One is al-hayau, wat ta'attur, perfume. Number three, as-siwak. And number four, an-nikah, the great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is an ideal nikah, or better still, what is a simple nikah? How did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conduct the nikah of his wives and his daughters? Inshallah, if we emulate and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Alameen will grant us barakah.
23 minutes after 9, you are tuning and listening to the discussion. Mawlana Salim Ustad, I'm not complaining about my marriage, but I come from a very poor background. I mean very poor background, Mawlana Salim. But alhamdulillah, Allah sent a rich boy to come and propose to me. And today, Mawlana Salim Karim, I have everything, shukr to my Allah. I feel shy at times when my husband wants to spoil me. I mean, I won't forget where I came from. Should I tell him no, Ustad? This is an anonymous sister. Of course, she came from a very, very poor background, Ustad. And Allah has sent maybe a rich boy, a multimillionaire, whatever it is. So now she's asking for advice, Ustad. As we're saying, ideal marriage, Ustad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. La in shakartum la azidannakum. When you're grateful to Allah for the bounties that He's given you, Allah says, I will increase it. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you think you can count the bounties of Allah, it's impossible.
Indeed.
Number three, we all want to be rich. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iltamisul ghina fin nikah. You want to become rich? Get married. Allah, here's a sister who had nothing. Allah gave her a pious husband, a rich husband, who is generous.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. She must read every day 2 rakat shukrana namaz and thank Bari Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you gave me a husband who is so loving. What she needs from him, Morana? She needs the time. She needs the love. Yes, he's spoiling her with gifts. If he's giving it to her with a great heart, with a loving heart, accept it and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day, thank him. Allahu Akbar. thank him that Allah Ta'ala grant him a good life. Allah protect him. Allah Ta'ala grant him afiyat for being so generous, for being so loving and so caring.
So Ustaz, you won't say that's israf. Maybe every time he wants to spoil us, we know.
It's not israf, Mulana. Alhamdulillah. The more you spend on your family, the more reward Allah gives to you. Yet do not, innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. Don't waste money. Alhamdulillah. Sometimes, Mulana, we don't know when to stop. And when what is enough, we don't know. So, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, Shimadri, two rakat namaz, and thank Allah Ta'ala. There are other sisters, Mulana, that the husbands don't even give them 15 rand.
Ya Allah.
They don't even buy them an outfit. They don't even give them a gift, Mulana. They want to give charity in the path of Allah. They can't even do that without permission. It's their own money. Allah Pak has given the women the right to do business. They can own their own money. They can own their own properties. That's the beauty of Islam. Islam was the only religion that gave women the right. She can own her own money, alhamdulillah. Yes, she should ask for mashura for her husband. It's nice, even if it's your own money, it's sometimes nice, ask your husband for his ra and mashura. Should I do this or should I not do that? But you're at liberty to do and spend your money and give in the path of Allah. So she must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ustaz, we go to four ways. Anonymous sister says, Mulana Salim, I got married in Medina to Munawwara in 1997. But after 10 years of marriage, we got divorced in 2007. Mulana Salim, I'm baffled. I mean, I got married in the Holy Lands, but why Allah made our marriage not work out if it was performed in Madinatul Munawwara? The sister wants an answer, Ustad. Urgent.
Maulana, First and foremost, mashallah, that the nikah took place in Masjid al-Nabawi.
Indeed.
Indeed, it's a great ni'mat. But in Islam, to have a marriage to last forever, Maulana, it got right. Hukukullah and hukukul ibad. There must be something that went wrong.
Ya Allah.
In this relationship from either side, that they did not fulfill each other's rights, what Allah wants a husband to do as a husband, how he should treat his wife, how he would look after his wife, how he would care for his wife, and vice versa. Allah, when I was reading a hadith of Rasulullah earlier on, Hadith Imam Ahmed narrates this hadith that a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his aunt. She needed some help from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he accompanied her. When Rasulullah was done with her, whatever she came for, Rasulullah fulfilled her needs.
Mm-hmm.
She needed help. Then Rasulullah asked the question, are you married? So it also shows sometimes to encourage people to get married. Rasulullah asked her, are you married? She said, Ji ya Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, do you take care of your husband? She said, Alhamdulillah ya Rasulullah, to the best of my ability. I do everything for him. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complimented her. Commended her and said, please do good for him because he's either your Jannat or your Jahannam. So if you can, inshallah, as I said, in Makkatul Mukarrama, in Madinatul Munawwara, our nikahs can take place. Yes, Allah will bless it with barakah. But we must not forget our duty, that how to live as a husband and wife. Something definitely went wrong. The sister needs, inshallah, to tell us maybe that who went wrong here. Did she do her duty? Did he do his duty? Did the marriage lose its spark? Because, Mulana, we have to fight our marriage. We have to work together. We have to support each other. We have to commend each other. As I said, you know, advices to married people, Mulana. One is always answer the phone when your husband or the wife calls you. You want a good marriage? Always answer the phone when your husband or your wife calls you. One. Number two, make time together as a priority. Are we spending quality time? Am I giving my husband, or my husband giving me quality time? Both of you need to sort this out. Make time as a priority. Remember, marriage is 100%, 100%. Give yourself or give your best to each other, not leftovers. It's a serious statement, Molana. I need to ask myself, am I giving my husband my 100% love and commitment?
Yes.
I need to ask myself and to be fair and honest that give your best to each other, not your leftovers. You're giving your love to somebody else. You got another lover, or you got another girlfriend, or you got another mistress. Gee, when you finish over there, then you come here and you want to bluff your wife. No. Give your best to each other, not your leftover. Number three, never keep secrets from each other. She is your soulmate. The other dua, what is nikah? You want to know what is an ideal nikah? Dil mile rahe. Say it in Urdu. Dil mile rahe. The hearts must be united. Dil jure rahe. The hearts must be connected. To ghar abad hoga. Then inshallah, Allah will bless that home. So I was giving some advice, Mulana. Never keep secrets from each other. Never lie to each other. I don't know, we speak so much of lies sometimes. Each other. Sometimes the wife is lying, sometimes the husband is lying. Why do we have to speak lies? And when you make mistake, admit it. And humbly seek forgiveness. You want a good marriage? You want an ideal marriage? Well, there's it. Be patient with each other. Now, this is another thing that we don't have sabr in us. It must be now and now, and that's it.
And that's it.
No, this is a beautiful one. Be your spouse's biggest encourager. Manana, do I encourage my wife? She's reading Quran, or she's going for Islamic classes. Do I tell her, MashaAllah, you're reading so beautiful Quran. You adorning a hijab or a burqa or a parda, MashaAllah, you look so sweet and beautiful. You look so cute. But somebody said, Mulana, a woman is very cute when she's mute. See? And a husband is honey when he gives her money. So be your spouse's biggest encourager. Likewise, if your husband, mashallah, is growing a beard, praise him, mashallah, you're my prince, handsome young man, subhanallah. Allah keep you abad, Allah protect you from nazar, Allah keep you salamat, give him du'as. Why don't we encourage each other? But we're encouraging other people outside.
Allahu Akbar.
And do not be his biggest critic, and vice versa. Everything your wife does, Morana, you're criticizing her. You don't appreciate. You're taking out faults. You love to do that. Why? Some of us do this, Mulana, when we want to go out of the house and we know the wife won't allow us. We'll pick a fight. Small argument will make it a drama.
Yeah, true.
And we leave the house. So be your spouse's biggest encourager. Support her. Encourage her. Try to help her, and not his or her biggest critic. Never talk badly about your spouse to others or people, or vent about them online. Some of us go on social media. My husband is like this. My husband is like that. Manana, never talk badly about your spouse to other people. And never vent your anger on them on online. What did Rasulullah and what the Quran said to you and me? That if there is a dispute, Ji, sit her down and speak. Fa'izuhunna. If that doesn't work, wahjuruhunna. Then separate yourself from the bed that you share with her. If that doesn't work, you have a right to give her a light beating. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who beats his wife, the person who swears his wife, will burn in the fire of Jahannam. Number 10. Well, this one, Mulana, may be debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Always wear your wedding ring.
No, Ustad. Come on. I'm not
wearing... This is debate. Maybe we debate this one, Mulana. When your wife gets angry, she takes the ring and flings it at you. I saw that happen many times.
Ustad, are you wearing your wedding ring?
I never wore a ring in my life, Mulana.
Allah.
I never wore a watch and I never wore a ring in my life. See. Anyway, they said, always wear your wedding ring.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It means that I think it's an indicator that I'm married or I'm available. I'm not sure. See? Pray together. If you want a good marriage, an ideal marriage, pray together. And never consider divorce as an option. Remember that the perfect marriage or an ideal marriage is just two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other. That's a perfect marriage. None of us are perfect. We all got faults. Husband has got a fault. The wife has got shortcomings. So remember that a perfect marriage is just two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other. Mulana, I have some faults in me, my wife has some faults in her. But we, alhamdulillah, we try to make the day, we try to love each other, we try to make up the marriage, we try to better our lives. That's what a perfect marriage is. May Allah Ta'ala give a topic.
I see, Ustad, I see there's a brother from Actonville. He says, Mulana Salim Karim, you, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala, reward you tremendously. I'm wearing two rings.
Subhanallah.
Both my wives say I must wear both the rings so every other woman can see that I am married.
Subhanallah. Maybe Mulana is advertising for another two more rings. If he's got two, maybe just on a lighter note, Mulana. Maybe he's saying that, alhamdulillah, I still have place for two more rings, Mulana.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, let's go to Australia. Our beloved sisters in Australia, of course, I know they thoroughly, thoroughly love you for the pleasure of Allah, and they love the discussion. And the sister says, Muallima from Australia says that, how do we make our marriages not to fall in talaq? It's a very good question, Ustad. And of course, we all got daughters. How do we make our marriages not to fall in talaq, Ustad?
You know, you know, the thing that is halal, that is disliked by Allah Rabbul Alameen, is talaq.
Indeed.
Now we get married not to get divorced.
Of course, Ustad.
But it again depends, Mulana, is how as a couple we can tolerate each other and adjust our thinking and habits and attitude. As somebody said, my husband may not be perfect, but he's perfect for me.
Allah.
So as a wife, if I see faults in my husband, don't let it just sweep it under the carpet. Address it with him. If you address it with him, alhamdulillah, he will know what is right from wrong. And likewise, if the husband sees that my wife is going out of track, then he should address it with her. Okay, I'm not happy with this. Can you change this around? So my husband may not be perfect. Yes, Mulana, if I always say this and I advocate this, if the husband is a drunkard, a drug addict,
indeed,
he is a zalim, he uses physical abuse on women, who abuses women physically. Mulana. And he's a womanizer. He's sleeping around with women, Mulana. And I have a pious Tahira wife. I come from all the haram activities, and then I want to now be intimate with my wife. I don't know what diseases, what impurities is coming from. And I, as an innocent wife, pure, alhamdulillah, I do not want to die. I don't want to get infection. If I know my husband is doing this, she has a right to say, I'm sorry, I cannot fulfill your conjugal rights. You go for an AIDS test. You go for a blood test. She has a right. In today's zamana, Mulana, because you're destroying somebody's life. If husbands are this type monsters, then she has a right to ask for her talaq. The ulama should assist her, and we discussed this, I think, in the bliss of marriage yesterday, Mulana. In this circumstance, she needs to meet with the ulama ikram, social workers, inshallah, al-adith, and try and resolve the issue. So if you want to avoid divorce, Mulana, one of the criteria, as I said to you, pray together, stay together, play together, talk to each other, give each other quality time, and respect each other. Inshallah, Allah will bring great muhabbat.
Ustad, you're touching on that word on respect on each other. There's a question I want to read it out to you, Ustad, and you have to listen to it, Ustad. You mentioned now about respect to each other. Ustad, please don't get angry when I want to read the question out. The sister says here, please don't say my name on air, which we will respect her, and don't say the place where I am from. We will respect her. She says, respected Maulana Salim Karim, my husband says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you mustn't have haya when it comes to bedroom, when you are in the bedroom. When it says here, when both parties being intimate in bed. Maulana Salim Karim, my husband, he's like a lion and he's rough with me. I really don't know how to tell him it's not right. I'm a student of deen. He says I mustn't be shy in the four walls of our home. He wants me even to walk naked at home late at night. Ustad.
I just said earlier on in talk that al-hayau shu'batun min al-iman.
Is there a hadith on this, Ustad? When Nabi says you mustn't have haya.
Never, Mulana, there is. In fact, it's the other way around, Mulana. If you don't have modesty in you, you don't have sharam and haya in you, you are like an animal.
Yes.
Then go and do what you want if you don't have modesty. He's totally misquoting that hadith. In fact, man kadaba alayya muta'ammidan faqad kafar. That's how severe it is, that if you say that Rasulullah's words are as follows, and there is no such words of Rasulullah, no such hadith or statement, you are committing an act of kufr. You can lose your iman. So he is definitely misquoting. He should make tawbah and read surakat salatul tawbah first. Yes, when it comes to husband and wife relationship, Mulana,
yes,
the word mula'abat, as I said, it's about foreplay. I mean, I'll give you one example. You know, as much as you say that, mashallah, in the bedroom, you can do what you want. But have some compassion. It's your wife.
I don't know, Ustad.
Allah Ta'ala has made females very tender. Their tabiat, their mizaj, their body is designed in that way, Mulana.
Allahu Akbar.
So to be rough, to hurt your partner. Mulana, I know of such cases where some of the women become frigid.
No way, Ustad.
Because of fear. Because of the violent sex. You know, because they're watching pornography, Mulana. This is the problem. They become animals and worse than animals, some of them. They're watching those violent pornography things, Mulana. And they come to their innocent wife and they want to do these things. I'm not saying all, some of them. So that sister is right. And she's raised the issue. Mulana, the word, when it came to treatment of women, one day Rasulullah SAW was seated with his wives on the camel. And I think, Anjasha, I think the name of the Sahabi was Anjasha. And he was, the camel was going too fast. Because the wives of Rasulullah were seated in the hodaj, the carriage in the back. And Rasulullah said, Ya Anjala, Ruwaida, Ruwaida, slowly, slowly. Allahu Akbar. How loving and caring is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your wife is not an animal. She's not an object. She's a gift from Allah. It's a beautiful flower. Look after it.
So, Ustad, let's guide this brother here, right? Before I pose your next one, there's another question coming in as we speak. Let's guide this brother and the sister, Ustad, as she says that she's a student of Deen. He says, I mustn't be shy in the four walls of our home. He wants me to walk naked at home. Is that permissible as well, Ustad? Although, I mean, it's husband and wife. So maybe.
It's in gunjaish for that. There is, if that's going to enhance their sexual drive, it's going to make it easy for them, it's going to make it pleasurable, be it so. But always have some modesty because think that there are angels of Allah around also.
Yes, Ustad.
That's why Rasulullah said when you engage in sexual relationship, cover yourself. Don't be like animals. The animals stand and do it everywhere.
Astaghfirullah.
Na'udhu billah min zalik. Today people are doing it. You go overseas, they're doing it in the park. They're doing it in the car. They're doing it in the street.
La hawla wa la quwwata.
Because Rasulullah said the time will come on the ummah. People will do these types of things, Munana. Yes, there's nothing wrong, Munana. If you ask me technically, if he is asking her to be walking in the state of nudity, fine, it's for him. Maybe this is the pleasure that he gets. But also be conscious that, you know what, my wife has got some modesty in her. She feels a bit, you know, not proper to just walk stark naked like this in the house. What happens tomorrow if moth comes? What happens if somebody comes into the house? You did not lock the door. Sometimes the maid will come in. Sometimes the garden boy will come in. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's your own mother's house. Don't enter the house until you get ijazat. Because your mother may be in a state. She just finished with the ghusl. She's putting her clothes on.
Ya Allah.
Is it proper for a son to walk in that state? Yes, he's using, he's very, mashallah, very understanding in the sense that he's telling her all these things. But also have some figure of some sort of modesty in you.
What's happening to us, Ustad? I mean, Allahu Akbar. 12 minutes to 10 o'clock. A sister says here, Ustad, that she's only 20 years old, and she got divorced on a honeymoon, Ustad. She's a student of Deen as well. I'm not going to say from which place. She says from which place, Ustad, and she says, Maulana Salim Karim, I didn't know anything about intimacy, but my husband, he put a porn movie. And she says, because of that, I refuse. She got divorced, Ustad. No ways. Come on, Ustad. Come on. Come on.
Allah reward her. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi masiyatil khaliq. Allah reward that sister that there is no obedience in the disobedience of Allah.
She says that my husband says that's how we're going to learn. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is haram to see the private parts of any human being. The doctors have given special permission because they have to make ilaj. Preferably females should go to female gynees. Inshallah, there's more respect, there's more privacy, there's more adab, and there's more sharam. If there is no female gynecologist, you have to go to a male. That's a different thing. And then again, Shariat says, the doctor doesn't have to ask you to strip naked. If there's a problem on the thigh, yes, that particular area. Ulama-i Kiram have said that maybe you should wear pants and just cut that area where the boil is or where the sore is, where the doctor has to work. There's so much of haya and parda when it comes to the private parts of human beings. See? Now imagine watching pornography, Maulana. What evil thoughts are going through your mind?
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
See? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is haram to engage in intimacy with your partner and you are fantasizing about another woman or another man. Allah's lanat and curse is on that person. That is zina of the brain, zina of the mind, that I'm in busy finishing my responsibility at fulfilling the rights of my wife and I'm fantasizing about another woman. I'm looking at that pornography. Na'udhu billah min zalik.
What is wrong, Ya Allah?
We have lost sharam and haya, Munana. This phone that we have got, Munana, is the biggest curse. And we try to justify it. I'm teaching her. Is this how you teach? Allahu Akbar. Wanna know? Intimacy is such a great ne'mat from Allah. You will learn as you go. My ustad, you know, when Wanna know, we were sometimes a little bit naughty and we would ask our ustad some questions when it came to intimacy. And I still love the answer that he gave to me that, you know, we ask a question that if a person is big in age and his wife is not so big in age, you know, and how are they going to be intimate with each other? So I still remember he said, why are you making it your business? They will find their way. They'll find the place where they have to do it. Tum kyu pareshan hote ho? For what are you getting worried? So yes, Maulana, when you are newly married, both the couples are virgin. They don't know anything. They will learn, Maulana. It's a learning phase. Yes, it also shows that this particular person who got married to this girl who's an alima,
yes,
it seems as though, I'm not accusing, but it seems as though that he was involved in intimate relationships.
Indeed, Ustad. I was just going to say that. And I think this
really,
is...
Really, Maulana?
Yes, Ustad.
Because where he got all these ideas from, Maulana?
Nobody
was born with that ideas. Maulana, it gives an impression that this person, or this husband, was involved in affairs and intimacy before nikah. May Allah make it easy for her. She stuck her grounds. Yes, Allah will give her a better partner. Indeed. Allah will reward her for not involving herself in this haram activity of watching pornography and then being intimate with the husband.
Ustaz,
painful. It's very painful for parents. It's very heartbreaking for her as a young girl who wanted to see this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah, and here comes a monster who destroyed this beautiful nikah.
Ustaz, the sister would love would like to get your email address, Ustaz, quickly. Ustaz, can you just give it on the airwaves quickly, Ustaz, just before I pause?
MSK, Maulana. Everybody says MSK, Maulana Salim Kareem.
MSK.
MSK7866@gmail.com.
Okay, the sister that posed the question, it's MSK. 7866@gmail.com. You can inshallah email Maulana Salim Kareem. I think maybe she wants to speak. She wants to confide in Maulana Salim Kareem. It's MSK7866@gmail.com. Ustaz, we've got about 6 minutes left. I've got about 5 questions here. Can I pose maybe one or two, Ustaz, inshallah? Then maybe you can
fire
just
up, fire up.
Ustaz. The one is from Leicester. She says here. Respected Maulana Salim Kareem, Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was rich. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was poor. Please comment. And they got married, right? That's from Leicester. That's one. Number two is, this is from Johannesburg. Maulana Salim Kareem, does committing zina bring diseases into a person? Please, it's urgent. That's number two. And number three is, we go to India. The sister says, I think it's a mother, she says, is there any kitab my daughter can learn how to be intimate with their husband from India? Ustad. Ustad, you've got about 5 minutes left.
I'll take the last one, mashallah, for the sister from India.
Uh-huh.
There are, mashallah, lots of guidelines and lots of books and kitabs written. Hukukul Azwaj, the rights of wives and husbands, and also...
Ustad, where can she get it? Where can she, anyway, maybe the kitab's name in Urdu?
Any Islamic bookshop, inshallah, she will get it. Tuhfatul Khawateen is a book, inshallah, al-Aziz. She can give this to her daughter. Tuhfai Dulhan, a gift to the bride. See, Mulana, it's a Tuhfai Dulha. It's a gift for the bridegroom, inshallah. This is one of the manuals that should be given on the day of nikah, even long before the nikah.
Yes. Mulana,
both husband and wife should read that and keep that as a book of reference. If they come up with some problems, they can refer to it, mashallah. Very comprehensive and well written and very easily explained. Tuhfa-e Dulhan. Inshallah, the mother from India, she wants it for her daughter. Inshallah, it's written there.
She says,
Tuhfatul Khawateen also, gift for women. Alhamdulillah, it's written there. And there are many books. You go to the Kutub Khana there, Maulana, and ask them, hukuk, you know, the rights of husbands and wives. And when it comes to intimacy, inshallah, there are a lot of kitabs that are written, what is jais and what is not jais.
I think that's very important, Ustaz. That's very important. Very, very important.
I think instead of giving all these big, what you call parcels and big gifts, Maulana, we should give this types of gifts at the nikah. Mawlana, mashallah, we're giving there in the wedding such expensive gifts. I think, inshallah, this would be a good idea for isali sawab of your family, inshallah, especially if it's a nikah occasion, Mawlana. If it's for the women's side, give them tuhfa-i dulhan. You get it in English, you get it in Urdu, you get it in Gujarati, plus you get it in Arabic.
Ustaz, you have to listen to this one here. The brother says, my brothers gave me a protection, a condom, you know, as a gift. I mean, is that right to study Islamically?
Well, this is, I mean, this is being now disrespectful. Okay. That is a personal matter between husband and wife. And also before nikah, this also needs to be discussed.
Yes, Ustaz.
Okay. You know, let's be practical.
Uh-huh.
In Sharia, now, what do we do? Who takes the precaution? So, Mawlana, this has to be discussed by the both parties, inshallah, or immediately after nikah. Because maybe the lady doesn't want to fall pregnant immediately. See? So she wants to go on birth control pills, or there's so many other things that help. I'm not sure. And for the sake of spacing the children, there is some gunjaish according to ulama-i kiram. If you are near to that, I don't want to have children, then that is haram, then you could do this type of operation to take this type of medication, that you just don't want to fall pregnant, you don't want children. Gee, nahnu narzukum wa iyyakum. Allah says, we feed the unborn children and then we feed you. Who gives you the right to stop it? Gee. So, if he was given a condom, maybe the brother must have meant that you should use this, maybe your wife will fall pregnant. I'm not sure.
No. Ustad, he says they gave him, you know, when you get gifts, Ustad, you know, when everybody comes and give you gifts, gee, they say they gave him that as a gift, you know, so, gee, Ustad.
Well, as a gift, well, as I said, gee, Mawlana, that they have to discuss among themselves who's going to take the protection or who's going to take the responsibility. And the Mawlana give funny gifts, Mawlana, just forget about the condom. You must see the types of gifts they give to the lady sometime and to the men.
Astaghfirullah.
There's no sharam and haya in us sometimes. At least let's be decent.
Yes.
Mawlana, you have no idea the types of gifts they're giving. I'm not going to talk about it. Yes, you want to give a gift, mashallah. Be respectful, alhamdulillah. Don't play jokes with the bridegroom and the bride. Now they want to go there to the hotel room, Mawlana. They put all funny things there in the hotel room.
Astaghfirullah.
Na'udhu billah min zalik. Is this what mazak it is about? It is such a private matter. No, Mawlana, we can't lose our iman and we cannot lose our modesty. We need to be practical Muslims, alhamdulillah, and have the fear of Allah. There's many other ways if you want to have fun, but not in this particular way, Mawlana. Disrespectful.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, we got about a minute left.
What was the second sister, Mawlana, what she said?
One was from Leicester. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was rich. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was poor. Please comment. And they got married. That's number one. Number two was from Johannesburg. Does committing zina bring diseases into a person? Please, it's
Allahu
urgent.
Azim, Allah destroys a whole community. When zina becomes the order of the day, Allah will bring about such death that you cannot believe. Allah. One. Such sicknesses will prevail in the ummah that you cannot believe. Number two, when the person is committing zina, his iman comes out of his system, of his body. And if he dies without iman. Number three, I think there's a hadith of Rasulullah, I stand for correction, 7 generations will be affected for one person committing zina.
Correct, Ustaz, correct.
And the biggest thing is Allah Ta'ala will take away your rozi. Allah will take away your rozi that you cannot believe. You're working so hard, you're earning millions, end of the month, you are bankrupt, you don't have a cent. The nuhusat and curse of zina. Allah will take away all the barakah. The second question, Mawlana Hadar Khadija, and Rasulullah was poor. Rasulullah was the richest of rich.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Yes. Allahu
if you look
Akbar.
At it this way, Hadar Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was a businesswoman.
Indeed.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Khatamun Nabiyyin at the age of 25. He got married to Hadar Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. He went on his first business journey. The akhlaq of Rasulullah won the heart of Hadar Khadija. Not money or poverty. It was, she asked the business manager that Rasulullah accompanied, tell me about Muhammadur Rasulullah. What was the words? Sadiq and Amin. Honest and truthful. It was the beautiful akhlaq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that encouraged Hadrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha to marry Rasulullah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting married, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala's people said, you know what mahar is Muhammadur Rasulullah going to give to you? She herself took money and she gave Rasulullah. So sometimes if the bride wants to help the husband to be, inshallah, for the nikah, it's jayiz, sunnat. Sometimes it happens, Mawlana, the bridegroom is not so well off. The bride-to-be, alhamdulillah, is well off, and she wants to give it as a gift. And let the sunnat of Rasulullah materialize. It's jayiz.
Allahu Akbar.
Rasulullah was not poor. Alhamdulillah, he was the richest of rich men.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the answer, Mawlana.
Ustaz, it's 1 minute after 10. I will have to leave it there. I know there are still questions. Somebody is saying, yeah, please, Mawlana Arafat, ask Mawlana Salim Karim. It says, I'm a parent. My son is having an affair with a married woman from Cape Town. Do we as parents tell our daughter-in-law? Ustaz, what do we do? Quickly, Ustaz. I'm giving you 2 minutes, Ustaz, before we go for the news. G.
Mawlana, inshallah, we need to inform the daughter. I mean, the daughter-in-law. It's only fair.
But the marriage is going to break. The marriage is going to break, Ustad.
No. You have to inform them, Mawlana. You can't hide this under the carpet. Mawlana, you have to speak the truth.
Allah.
You see this problem, Mawlana, that we want to hide it, that, you know, this will happen. Take the bull by the horn.
Yes.
You stop the wrong there and there, Mawlana. Just putting it under the carpet and saying, no, this will happen and that happened. We have to solve the problem immediately. Yes. Use hikmat and wisdom. Address the problem immediately. Call the son in, see, talk to him. Maybe first the parents should talk to him, that if you're not going to stop it, we are going to make this known to your daughter, to your wife, and this is going to be a major problem.
But Ustaz, it's not fair. It's not fair what he's doing. I mean, come on. She's innocent. As
why?
You said, astaghfirullah.
Jimonana.
No, I said, Ustaz, it's not fair what he's doing, Ustaz. I mean, having an affair and his wife, she's pure, as you said earlier on. Allah save us, Ustad. Allah save us. Allahu Akbar.
No, Mawlana, why can't I be honest? Why am I cheating, Mawlana? My wife, alhamdulillah, she's a queen.
Yes.
She's such a beautiful beauty. She's the mother of my children. Her in-laws adore her. It's like somebody, as I said to you, Mawlana, it's like, you know that beautiful rose that is growing there at the dump site where all the rubbish is thrown? He leaves such a beautiful rose garden and he's going there to the dump site to pick one rose up. Who look at the thing, Mawlana? And that woman who's having that married woman, she doesn't have sharam and haya also, Mawlana. Where is her husband? What is she doing? She's destroying two families. She's destroying her akhirat. She's destroying her marriage. What example for the Muslim ummah? May Allah ta'ala protect the ummah, Mawlana. This is a big curse that has hit our society. Zina. And all that goes with zina, Mawlana, the ummah is being destroyed.
Ustaz, I have to tell you, we have to leave it there. I see White River says they want the podcast as well. We could have went 11 o'clock, Ustaz. Ustaz, just from your side, inshallah, before we go for the 10 o'clock news, just 1 minute of nasiha, Ustaz, to all our beloved, beautiful young girls, young daughters, our sons, our handsome sons. Gee, Ustaz, to all our sisters, all our mommies, those people out there, Ustaz, who are pouring their hearts out. They are married, some of them are not married, some of them are afraid of getting married, Ustaz, gee.
Mawlana, ask them to read these three du'as. Rabbi habli minas salihin. One. Rabbi la tazarni fardaw wa anta khayrul warisin. Number three. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina kurrata a'yunin wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Three du'as. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Rabbi la tazarni fardaw wa anta khayrul warisi. And Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama.
Ustad, Allahu
Akbar. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, tell them to read it at tahajjud time. With this niyat, Allah, give me a pious wife or a pious husband, so that I could have pious children, and inshallah, the ummah, subhanallah. As somebody said, Mana, ummi is a mother. Ummi is a mother, but ummah is a nation.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Preserve the woman. Mulana, listen to this one. Ummi is a mother, but ummah is a nation. Preserve the woman and you'll preserve the ummah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustaz, we have to leave it, please.
Allah, may Allah Ta'ala grant us forgiveness.
Ameen.
Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Allahumma Rabbi yassir, wa la tu'assir, wa tammim bil khair. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
6 minutes after 10, we leave you and love you, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. Jazakumullah khair for interacting with us this beautiful Thursday evening, the discussion. I see you tomorrow morning on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. From my engineer, Brother Lakono, from myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, my beloved, Fadilatul Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, and all of you out there, have a beautiful evening. See you guys tomorrow morning. Up next, the 10 o'clock news from myself. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.